With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A new treatment is being developed for seasonal protection from Lyme disease, which is on the rise in Wisconsin. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Lyme disease is a tick-borne infection caused by the Borrelia burgdorferi bacteria. Seth Letterman heads Tonic Pharmaceuticals, the company licensing the antibody treatment. He says it works by neutralizing a key component of the bacteria.
There are about 70 million people in the United States who are in areas where there's significant infestation with ticks infected with Borrelia. And right now, there are not good alternatives to treat it.
Wisconsin saw nearly 6,500 cases of Lyme disease in 2024, the highest on record. Letterman says the intention of the antibody treatment is to provide seasonal protection, with people receiving it in spring for protection through summer and fall. The antibody was developed at the University of Massachusetts and differs from a vaccine treatment by providing what Letterman calls passive immunity, meaning it requires no work from the body's immune system. That's unlike vaccines, which he explains can cause issues for people with immune system problems.
Vaccines have issues relating to waking up the immune system in one way or another. So I think that the tolerability of antibodies is generally favorable relative to a vaccine.
Letterman emphasizes that people who have had Lyme disease don't develop protective immunity naturally. 20% go on to develop chronic symptoms, which can be severely debilitating.
We hope that this would be widely used and that it would really allow people to enjoy the outdoors more.
But it will be a while before the treatment is available. An initial trial phase has been completed, with clinical trials set to begin in the next 2 years. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
Republican Jesse Eben has announced her candidacy for the 7th Congressional District seat being vacated by Tom Tiffany, who has announced his run for governor. She says her views fall mostly in line with the president.
And I am a Trump Republican, and I'm going to make sure that we get government out of the way so that we can have strong businesses, strong communities, and strong employees with good paying jobs.
Eben says she may be new to government, but she's not new to dealing with what goes on in Washington.
The majority of my career has been working specifically on federal policy, so within the halls of Congress, with the committee chairs, with the legislators themselves within that space. So that's where my experience stems from.
This isn't Eben's first run at Congress. She fell to Derek Van Orden in a primary for the 3rd District back in 2020, but she and her family recently moved into the 7th. Eben announced her candidacy last week and spent Monday visiting Wausau area businesses and farms. Democrat Chris Armstrong of New Richmond has also declared candidacy for the seat. The former state economic development director for Wisconsin is running for governor as a Democrat, promising to reject divisive politics. Missy Hughes on Monday joined an already crowded field of Democrats for the open seat in the battleground state. The primary is just over 10 months away. There are two prominent announced Republican candidates. Hughes is pitching herself as not a politician, even though she spent the past 6 years leading the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation as part of Democratic Governor Tony Evers' administration. Evers is not seeking a third term in office. EMS responded to more than 140,000 calls for people injured while falling last year. That's more than a fifth of all 911-related ambulance runs in 2024. As the number of people injured and even killed by falls increases, health officials offer advice for preventing falls. Katie Thorson reports.
Wisconsin has the highest fall death rate among older adults in the U.S., according to the CDC. EMS most often responds to falls at home. Improving lighting and reducing clutter in your home can go a long way in preventing falls. Aspirus at Home physical therapist Terry Budding says a lot of trips and falls she sees could have been prevented by people using their assistive devices, like walkers, canes, or not locking the brakes on wheelchairs.
We can definitely use our assistive devices all the time. You get up to go to the bathroom, it's with you. You get up to go to bed, or you go to bed and it's sitting right beside the bed, so it's ready for you when you need to get up in the middle of the night.
Weakness and balance issues are also a factor. She says exercise programs, strength training, gait training, or physical therapy can all help with that.
Falls prevention is very important because it is the number one reason people end up leaving their home. We want to make sure that people are safe and independent so they can stay at home as long as they can.
Aspirus offers at-home services for physical therapy to fit a person's lifestyle. Budding also recommends ADRC and the Good News Project as resources for fall prevention. Wisconsin EMS providers responded to nearly 10,000 more fall-related calls in 2024 compared to 2023. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Support for local health coverage on WXPR is brought to you in part by a grant from the Rhinelander Health Foundation. Aspirus Rhinelander Hospital is taking on several renovation projects over the next several weeks. The health system says it's designed to improve patient care, expand services, and create a more modern, welcoming environment. Aspirus says the projects may cause temporary disruptions. A new cardiology clinic is nearing completion. Once it is finished, off-site cardiology services will relocate there. The clinic is expected to begin welcoming patients in the coming weeks. The Inpatient Behavioral Health Department is expanding to include two new patient rooms, additional office space, and modifications to the intensive treatment unit day room. Admissions for the new rooms are expected to begin later this fall. Installation of a new CT scanner is planned for early fall. Hospital-wide, all carpeted areas are being removed to reduce infection risks. Updates to the emergency department waiting area are expected to wrap up this fall, while renovations to lower level and level one areas will continue into late fall. The two people killed in a Town of Wausau crash Friday night have been identified. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office and Marathon County Medical Examiner's Office says they were 81-year-old Shirley Erickson and 82-year-old Arlen Erickson of the Town of Wausau. The two-vehicle crash happened Friday night near 10 p.m. near the intersection of State Highway 52 and Forest Lawn Road in the town of Wausau. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.